Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 905 on AM 970, The Answer. I know how you feel. You look at the government, you go, what are they doing for me? You know, and what's real, what's not real, what's political? Oh, you can't make it up. So we turn to our elite experts, and that, of course, is Professor Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law professor and author of Get Trump, The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, in our constitutional rule of law. If that's not a timely book, I don't know what is. Avi, welcome back to the show, Professor. Great to have you with us, sir.
Well, thanks. You know, I predicted all this in my book, Get Trump. I predicted that they would get him for process crimes, not for actual possession of classified material, but for what happened after the investigation began. And I went through all of the four possible crimes, the New York indictment, which turned out to be total phony, this one in Florida, and then the one in Fulton County, and the one in D.C. And there's no doubt that this is part of an effort to get Trump, to try to prevent me from voting against him for the third time. That's my right as a Democrat to vote against him. Don't take that away from me by a judge or a prosecutor. So, look, I'm not on Trump's side. I'm on the side of the Constitution.
Yep. We know that. But, how? I mean, honestly, to walk us through the case that will unfold, because we it's unsealed. This indictment is not unsealed yet, but we know there's seven counts. Now I heard from Fox News that they have maybe some audio of Trump saying, this looks like they're looking at every little nuance to go after him. As you predicted, Professor Dershowitz, will it stick, do you think, sir?
Well, it depends on what's on that tape. You are absolutely right. You're a great lawyer by focusing on that tape. In the tape, if the report is correct, you have President Trump showing papers to some journalist who's writing a biography or a book about Meadows. And on the tape, it is alleged that he says, you know, I could have declassified this material when I was still president, thereby suggesting the material was not declassified. Now, it depends on what's in the material. There are two things. One, does the prosecution have the papers themselves? And number two, can they prove that he more than just showed it to them? If he just said to them, here are some documents I could have declassified and then took them back, that wouldn't be a violation of the statute. But if he allowed them to read it and they contain battle plans for an attack on Iran, obviously that's a wholly different matter. But we'll wait and see what the indictment alleges and whether there's proof beyond mere allegations. But this case, if it's to go forward, has to be the strongest case in modern history, because it's the first time in American history that one side goes after the other side, who's running against the incumbent president and is the leading candidate. And if you're going to do that, you better have the strongest possible case, certainly the strongest case since Richard Nixon. And remember, the reason Nixon was forced out of office was not because Democrats wanted to force him out of office. Of course they did. But it's because Republicans, his own colleagues, came to him and said, unless you resign, we're going to impeach you. And we don't see that in this case. We don't see bipartisan support for prosecution of Trump. Instead, we see very deep divisions between Democrats and Republicans over this issue of get Trump. And so we have to keep an open mind until Tuesday, but I'm skeptical. And we also have to see whether the same criteria is being applied against the Biden family as has been applied against the Trump family. We need equal justice for all.
You see this, and you're a step ahead of everybody on this, Professor Dershowitz, and I'm not being patronizing. You did it in your book. You documented it. The rest of us are like, what in the name of goodness gracious is going on? Doesn't the DOJ have better things to do? Aren't there terrorists coming across the border that we should be looking at? What about the Biden family? Laptop from hell? No, that Miranda Devine was just not. Nobody looked into that. Is that anything going to happen with Hunter Biden? We see it. We see the video of what they're doing. I mean, we feel bad. The Biden's having a drug-addicted son who did terrible things, but did they take $5 million? They put it all aside to go after Trump. And I think the majority of the country is going, please stop. Please stop. They won't stop this, Professor. And I what is the timeline on this? Because Donald Trump could very well be the president by the time they, quote-unquote, get him.
There's no doubt about that. And, you know, we don't know what's going on with the health of Joe Biden. We don't know whether he'll actually be the candidate.
Yeah,
we're just not sure. So we might have a sitting president who's sitting in prison. It would be the first time in American history, not the first time that a public official sat in prison. I think Mayor Curley, the mayor of Boston, Massachusetts, was in prison when he was when he was the mayor. And I know that Eugene V. Debs ran for president in the first quarter of the 20th century from prison. He had been convicted under the same statute, by the way, that they're going after Trump, the Espionage Act, which liberals have for years hated.
Yes.
Because their icons have been prosecuted under them for dissent and for war opposition. Now they're cheering and saying, oh, broaden the statute, make it applicable to Trump, make sure we can get Trump. So we're seeing a little bit of hypocrisy here, as is often the case. And I pointed out in my book at Trump that, you know, as a liberal Democrat, as somebody who cares more about justice than I care about partisan politics, I'm particularly appalled at how my former colleagues at Harvard and in academia have been prepared to stretch and distort the law in order to get Trump.
And is this attack on Trump election interference, as Donald Trump has said? Because it does seem like a sitting president is going after someone who's the premier person is going after him. The person who's the number one in the polls. This got to be election interference. And
interference, unless it's as I write in a column this morning, unless this case is so strong that no prosecutor has a choice but to prosecute it. If this is just a matter of discretion, well, sometimes we prosecute, sometimes we don't. There shouldn't be a prosecution of a man running against the sitting president. Only if the case is so strong that every Republican prosecutor would prosecute it. I haven't seen that, and we'll wait until Tuesday. And if we see Republicans jumping on the bandwagon, okay. If we see this being a Nixon-type thing, okay. But if it creates partisan division, if all the Republicans are saying, no, there's nothing here, and all the Democrats are saying there is, that just worsens the situation in our country and makes the Justice Department seem like a partisan tool in the weaponization of the criminal justice system for political purposes. And that's not what America is like. That's not the America we loved growing up in Brooklyn and New Jersey and, you know, the streets with immigrant parents and grandparents who came to America because we're the country of freedom and liberty and justice. And to see us approaching a banana republic status, if in fact this is a weak prosecution against the man running against the sitting president, is so distressing to me. You know, my grandmother used to take me to the Statue of Liberty on July 4th and make me pledge allegiance and sing, national anthem. She was such a proud patriot because she had seen what Poland was like. She had seen what oppression was like. And, you know, folks like us who come from, you know, immigrant backgrounds, grandparents were Italian, grandparents were Jewish. We love America. We want to see the best come out. And I don't see the best coming out now.
And, you know, Professor, before we let you go on a much lighter note, if I may, sir, before we let you go, appreciate your valuable time. I was at the Yankee Stadium with my big son last night watching the games, and we looked at where the old stadium was, and we missed the old stadium. You know, it's great, by the way, as the new stadium. The new stadium is great, but I told my son, you know, I talked to Avi Dershowitz all the time. Were you there when they went to tear down Ebbets Field? I can't, in 1960.
I was there.
Huh?
Just, you know, I went to high school four blocks away from Ebbets Field. I was at Ebbets Field almost every day that the Dodgers played at home. I saw Carl Erskine's the last four innings of his no-hitter. You know, I saw Jackie Robinson. I didn't see him steal home, but I saw him steal a lot of other bases.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw those great games between the Yankees and the Dodgers, Yogi Berra and Joe DiMaggio and Phil Rizzuto and, Don Newcomb. Those were the days. And I have baseballs. You know, I collect all this stuff. So So I have a lot of baseball memorabilia. I have, you know, a baseball with Jackie Robinson. I have a baseball with Joe DiMaggio. Mm-hmm. Actually, I gave the Joe DiMaggio baseball to Arthur Idala as a gift.
Oh, my God. Arthur was on earlier. Oh, my God. And you know what?
In his office. He has a Joe DiMaggio room in his law firm, and it has my baseball.
He has an Alan Dershowitz room at his office, I heard, as well. So. And you know what's so funny? And we'll let you go. But you know what? I did a video for the Sundays with Sinatra show that we do. And I saw behind us with me and Charlie Pignol, my buddy from Sinatra Enterprises, was the one and only Leo DeRocher. 1925, he broke into the big leagues with who? The New York Yankees. And he was a Yankee early on.
Louis the Lip DeRocher. He could never keep quiet. And, you know, they tossed him out of baseball because he committed the most horrible sin imaginable. He got divorced as a result of getting divorced.
Please.
He was banned from baseball. Can you imagine the hypocrisy of those days? Babe Ruth was, you know, messing around with everybody with skirts. But Leo DeRocher gets bumped because he was divorced. I mean, DeRocher was fantastic. Back in those days, guys were such characters. And, they made us laugh and cry. Yeah. I have a copy. I have a photograph of the worst baseball moment of my life when Bobby Thompson hit the shot with her around the world in October 1951. You know, the Dodgers were 8 games ahead going into August, and then Bobby Thompson hits one out of the park.
Oh,
after the stole the sign from Branca. So I'm still not forgiving them for that.
This is great. Avi, God bless. Have a great weekend, and thank you. And let's talk soon. A lot to get into, and we appreciate it, Professor. Thank
great.
You, sir.
Anytime. Be well.
Thanks
take care.
So much. Avi Dershowitz. I was thinking about that walk, and we're walking to Yankee Stadium with Joey last night. Going to the game, and we looked, and the beauty of the new stadium is really great. It's just the way they have it, and the service, and the all the kids there willing to help. It's not like the old days at the stadium. What are you looking at? You know, and it was like kind of hard to get around the old stadium, but we miss it. You always miss the original Yankee Stadium. You know. Hey, before we break, Albert, everything's okay at home. You did the procedure thing. With the wife,
everything's good. She's home. She's hurting a little bit, but she's good.
Don't want to talk about it too much on the air.
But no. It's her business. She's just all right. She's fine.
But when has it ever stopped us before?
No.
Let me go to my man Marvin for a second, guys. Before we break, we got a break, but I wanted to get Marvin on the air. Hi, Marvin. Thanks for calling. What are you thinking, my friend?
Hey, Joe. How you doing? And my prayers out to Al and the family. I hope you can hear me. I'm walking by St. Teresa's now, but I just wanted to call in real quick and talk about President Trump with you.
Yeah.
You know, I try not to call when I'm angry, but I'm livid.
go for it, man. It's all right. Yeah.
If you look at riots like Newark, like you talked about,
yes, sir.
If you look at Attica, if you look at the third world countries down in South and Central America that we've practiced blood and treasure counterinsurgency techniques in, this is exactly what happened to them when the Marxists and the Leninists take over and there is no sense of justice when people despair at that level. I'm just a common sense army guy from Queens, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see what Professor Dershowitz just said. When people have no perception of justice and the justice system breaks down, you get violence. And Joe, I'm afraid of that. I mean, I got kids.
Yeah.
I've done what I've done in this life, had a good run,
but
we got to put a stop to this. And the way we fix this is we all get out there and we all vote for people that put America first. I don't care what party. I got Democrats in my family. I love them dearly. But it's time to put all that aside. You're a great guy for that, and I applaud you for what you do. But, you know, we've got to fight these people in the ballot box. We've got a ballot harvest because they made that illegal. If we don't win this election, we'll never get another one.
Yeah,
and I don't want to go to war in my own country.
Yeah, you're right. You know, Marvin, right on the money. And thank you for taking the time and for all that you do for the great city of New York. I got to tell you something. You got to be careful, but I always preach peace, peace, and peace because people are going to be so upset because I'm telling you, it is turning into a banana republic and indeed a very, very, very much like a Stalin-esque, as Marvin says. Hey, Joe on the radio, 20 after 9 o'clock, Dr. Nicole Sapphire will join us. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe, and let's see what's happening. Alternate inside parking rules are suspended because of the poor air quality. Metered parking rules in effect. Watch for delays on the Cross Bronx West, getting out toward Rosedale Avenue, Throgs Neck Bridge. Moving slowly, getting into Queens. We're seeing delays on the eastbound BQE, getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Westbound BQE slowing down in toward the Williamsburg Bridge. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride over to 21 southbound through Newark with an accident clear. 208 southbound busy through Fairlawn. Inbound George Washington Bridge, only a 10-minute delay. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 10. And Holland, 15 minutes getting into town. We're still seeing some pockets of volume this morning as you take a ride over to the LIE eastbound at Willis Avenue. It's an accident. Two lanes remain blocked. Partly cloudy today, high of 72. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience a smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, thanks, Deb. Let me tell you about Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You know, all the stress we're talking about with Marvin, what I've been talking about, and I know it, and I feel it. I could feel it. I just, you know, unfortunately, the only folks that don't feel it are the folks, you know, trying to take us down, in my opinion. But let me tell you, stress could be very dangerous to you. You got to build up your immune system. How do I do that? I do that with Balance of Nature, okay? Because I don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. And I'm not making a clinical claim. I'm not making a miracle claim here. I'm telling you what works brilliantly and quite miraculously for me, and that is Balance of Nature. So when I tell you, you get 35% off right now on Balance of Nature. I want you, if you would, go to balanceofnature.com. Let's build up our immune system, because we got to be strong through these crazy times. You can call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. BalanceOfNature.com. Discount code is ANSWER. The Howard family is offering you as well access to your own private health coach. How cool is that? That's love from the Howard family to your family. So you can experience wellness, so you can have a healthy lifestyle. And then 35% off any new preferred order, you got to get the Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. BalanceOfNature.com. The discount code again is ANSWER.
Dennis Prager here. It is critical we keep AM radio in all cars and all trucks. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for news, weather, and opinions. AM is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping you advised of threatening weather conditions and amber alerts. Text AM to the number 52886. 52886. Tell Congress that we need AM radio in our cars. Again, text AM to the number 52886 or 52886. Standard message and data rates apply.
Over the past 20 years, a quiet revolution has transformed medicine. Many conditions that once required major surgery can now be treated with procedures that are far less invasive and often far more effective. Are you aware of these alternatives? Join Dr. Dan Simon for All Things Health, where he discusses cutting-edge medical advances that are providing alternatives to traditional surgery. Dr. Simon is an experienced interventional radiologist who has helped thousands of patients experience dramatic improvements, all without traditional surgery. Dr. Simon will explain latest medical breakthroughs so you can be fully aware of your options. Listen to All Things Health on AM 970 The Answer on Sundays and Saturdays on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission WMCA. Have questions? Call Dr. Simon at 1-844-534-3621 or visit allthingshealth.ai or listen to All Things Health on AM 970 The Answer on Sundays and AM 570 102.3 FM The Mission WMCA on Saturdays. To learn more, visit allthingshealth.ai.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Michael's of Brooklyn, you got to call right now because I'll tell you, it's Friday. It's Friday, and everybody's going to Michael's of Brooklyn. And we want you to go there and have the best meal that you'll ever have. I really think you will. The warmth and the hospitality, the cuisine made from scratch. You know, when I get that gnocchi arrabbiata, my special, you could ask for the Piscopo at Michael's of Brooklyn. You could see the fork marks in it. You could just see how they hand make this gnocchi, so delicate. And then with the arrabbiata, Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, broccoli wraps, and branzino, forget about it. You want to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. You're listening around the country. I know you are.
Go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com, join the Sauce of the Month Club, and go to your supermarket. Florida, Texas, I know you're there. And Tennessee, Adrian of Tennessee called earlier today. You know what? You go into the supermarkets, and you're going to see Michael's of Brooklyn. You're going to take it home. You got Brooklyn in a jar. It's going to be the best sauce you ever had. It really is extraordinary. So get some incredible Italian-American hospitality and cuisine at Michael's of Brooklyn. But you got to call now because it's the hottest place in town. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community, by the way, since 1964.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, board-certified radiologist, medical contributor to Fox News, author of the book Make America Healthy Again, kind enough to join us. Dr. Nicole, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us always.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on this beautiful Friday.
Hey, and happy anniversary. I saw a beautiful picture of you, and you might be the handsomest couple I've ever seen. I mean, honestly. How many years, may I ask, on the air? How many years?
11 years.
Oh, that's great. God bless. Yeah, he's a good guy, too. I mean, and God bless you for many more to come. Hey, so Dr. Nicole, if I may, can we breathe outside now? Can we go outdoors? This is so weird.
You know, I mean, us in the Northeast, I can tell you, all you have to do is walk outside to know it's much better than it's been the last couple of days, that's for sure. Before I left for work this morning, early morning, I took my boys outside to play a little soccer. Just because I've kind of been keeping them inside other than going to school. And the air tends to be a little cleaner in the morning. Now, could we still get a little bit more smoke in the afternoon? Absolutely. But I think the worst is well behind us. And hopefully by the weekend, I think things are going to really have cleared up.
Well, I worry because I had my kids, too. We did chores around the house. And I put the masks on, you know, this was 2 days ago. And is there a lasting effect on, I'm afraid, how it will adversely affect us in the future, Dr. Sapphire, you know?
Yeah, I'll be honest. Wednesday, I was concerned. I mean, it was visible and you could feel it. In the hospital, my eyes were burning. I was coughing a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in hospitals, the doors are constantly opening and closing. You know, when you just have short exposures to, you know, wildfire smoke is quite toxic. It's more toxic than just your normal ambient pollution. There are a lot more chemicals in it, a little bit more irritants. And so I was concerned. When I left the hospital, I did put a mask on walking from the hospital to my car. But that's just because the short-term effects, you know, you have those big particles, which maybe the mask is going to help with. Unfortunately, the tiny microparticles, masks aren't going to do much for. But again, it was only a couple of days. The long-term effects of this are likely nil. But in the short term, that's what I was worried about, was the irritants happening in the moment.
And the efficacy of those masks that you speak about, better than nothing, I guess. But still, even with an N95, some of those particles were slipping through, you think?
Oh, absolutely. So that's what we really worry about are these microparticles that are in the smoke. So those don't get filtered out through your nose and your upper respiratory system. It actually can go into the lungs, get absorbed, get into your bloodstream. But again, that's why you want to decrease any amount of exposure. That's why we're saying, hey, just try and stay inside as much as you can just until this big smoke cloud passes, essentially. Not forever. But, you know, it's all about decreasing the amount of toxins that we put into our body, right? I personally don't smoke cigarettes for that reason, which is why I put on a mask when I walked outside, because I could literally see the smoke. Just like I don't walk, if I see someone smoking, I intentionally walk around them because I don't want to walk through their smoke cloud either. So it made sense to put on a mask, but I don't think you need to continue to wear one. It was just in the moment I could actually see it, and I was feeling it.
Yeah. Was it true, Dr. Sapphire, that it was the equivalent of being in the middle of that in New York, the smoking half a pack of cigarettes? I heard that on the news. It was that bad?
Yeah. I mean, we can't really put a number to it, but when it was at its worst of its worst on Wednesday, like Wednesday afternoon, I'd say if you were outside for an hour, that's like smoking six cigarettes. I've personally never smoked one cigarette in my life. Yeah, I'm going to put a mask on. And no, it's not going to be 100% efficacious, but it's going to help a little bit.
Yeah, it's true. And Dr. Nicole, appreciate your time. I love that you're practicing medicine yet still take the time to chat with us. We appreciate it very, very much. But for ex-smokers, when they say, well, they stop, I mean, is damage is done, I guess? I mean, how long do you have to stop smoking before your lungs come back to full capacity?
Well, the damage is done, yes and no. So is there already some permanent damage done to the lungs when you've been a smoker? Absolutely. However, if you stop smoking, your risk for more lung disease, heart disease, and cancers, it does actually fall as soon as you stop smoking. And especially if you stop smoking for at least a year, you are decreasing your risk of illness. Now, so it doesn't matter if you've been smoking 20 years, 30 years, you should still stop. There is literally zero benefit to smoking cigarettes. It is all risk. And the risk, it's 100% risk, because we know it is directly related to significant negative health outcomes.
Wow. And before we let you go, Dr. Nicole, on the COVID, my sister had a friend passed away from COVID. She got the COVID and then pneumonia in her 70s. And I'm thinking like, oh, boy, here we go again. So we're hopefully far enough away, clear and away. But there's still little pockets of COVID, like there'll be still little pockets of flu. We should look at it more or less like that. Correct, Dr. Sapphire?
Absolutely. COVID is here to stay. It's a coronavirus. We've dealt with coronaviruses for decades. We should start thinking of COVID as flu. You're going to have COVID and flu season. Thankfully, it does seem as time's going on, COVID's getting less severe and flu's kind of stayed itself. Some seasons you'll see, a more severe flu season. Some seasons you're going to see a more severe COVID season. The best you can do is just live your healthiest life. And when we're in those seasons, you take some precautions, but we just continue to go on with our life.
Soccer in the morning before you go to work. God bless you, Dr. Nicole. That's great. Staying healthy. It's good advice. Yeah, exactly. It's good advice for all of us. Dr. Sapphire, thanks so much for taking the time. And we'll be watching. And please come back anytime if you would.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Make America healthy again. Make America healthy again. And then I'm thinking, when it was smoky like that, man, I didn't go outside at all because I was afraid of what I was inhaling, going bike riding or anything like that. And, of course, me, I'll wait. the hypochondriac that I am, I'll wait maybe another week before the air settles down a little bit. Yeah, all right.
You'll be fine by Monday.
By Monday, think it'll be
Yeah, all right. I think you'll be fine.
No, I'm looking at the numbers now, Al. It's like... It was like almost 400. It was twice as bad
as
2011.
It was bad.
That was crazy. Now it's 64, so it's moderate. The air in New York is like back. It seems back to normal. Moderate, I guess, is
right.
What it is.
Yeah. And by Saturday, wow. I'm sure, Saturday evening, it's going to be great, I think. So.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, I guess.
Don't worry about it. You'll be singing indoors anyway.
can't cancel anything.
No, it's not my party.
I don't think so.
It's my party and I'll cry if I... 9:32, Joey on the radio, 877-970-2999. We missed the calls because we get busy, with business and with guests and stuff. If you want to give us a call, it's 877-970-2999. Al's in the newsroom as we speak. It's 9:33. It's a Friday, June 9th on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
63 degrees at 9:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Actor and Staten Island native Pete Davidson may be experiencing buyer's remorse over his purchase of a Staten Island ferry boat during a Transformers Rise of the Beast premiere. The comedian told Entertainment Tonight he has no idea what's happening with the ferry he bought with fellow SNL star Colin Jost last year. Davidson admitted he and Jost were very stoned when they plunked down $280,000 with other investors to buy the decommissioned vessel. The original plan was to turn it into an event space, but that idea may have been scuttled. One New Jersey shore town may ban e-bikes on boardwalks this summer. During summer months, both pedestrians and cyclists take over Ocean City boardwalks, and starting June 15th, seasonal rules kick in where cyclists can ride between 5 a.m. and noon daily. However, there are concerns that e-bikes pose more dangers traveling at higher speeds, especially among crowds with families and little kids. That's why Mayor Jay Gillian has said he plans to propose an ordinance banning e-bikes on boardwalks at a city meeting this week. In sports, Yankees split their doubleheader against the Chicago White Sox. They dropped the first game of the Twin Bills 6-5. The Bombers went on to shut out the White Sox 3-0 in the nightcap, while the Mets swept by the Braves in their three-game series 13-10 in 10 innings. And this sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are suspended, and it's all due to the poor air quality. Metered parking rules remain in effect only 15 in at the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln 10, Holland 10. Let's go out to the Van Wyck northbound. You're slowing down, getting up toward Liberty Avenue. That's construction going on till 2 this afternoon. Looks like an accident was just cleared on the LIE eastbound up by Willis Avenue. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic this morning as you head over to the to 280. 280 is moving solely westbound, getting out toward exit 14, heading out through Newark as you get right out toward the Stickle Bridge. So watch for some stop-and-go traffic over there. And we're still seeing some slowdowns with construction in Jamesburg on Half Acre Road as you get out toward the area of Fourth Gate Drive. Traffic is still moving okay at the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. Watch for an accident in Golden's Bridge on 138 into Falcon Ridge Road. Looks like an accident being cleared. Partly cloudy today. Chance of showers later. High today, 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Hello there, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. I want to tell you about New Rochelle. You know, and it's so interesting, and let me see what time it is. We got time? Okay, call's good, good. We got just a minute to breathe here for a second. So when we, a sponsor, and when our sales chief, Frankie V, goes out and we bring cities to the airwaves, it's great. It just, I love it. It tells you how great we are as a country. It really does. And when we tell you about New Rochelle, you know, it's the fastest growing city in New York, only a half hour train ride from Manhattan. It's a vibrant community, you know, urban, suburban, great community. And I tell you about it, I'm proud to tell you about it because it shows you how great America is. And there's a lot of cities like that. But the beauty of New Rochelle is, you're in, you know, commuting distance of New York, and a lot of folks are up there in New Rochelle, and we want to tell you about it. So let me tell you about the 6,000 new apartments. How about that? With modern amenities and sweeping views of Westchester, of the city, and Long Island Sound. How beautiful is that? You can check it out, by the way, by going to ideallynewrochelle.com. And then I love this, the diversity of New Rochelle rivals that of Manhattan with international cuisines, houses of worship, cultural events. You can. We invite you to come and explore the boundless opportunities that await you in New Rochelle. And the message is brought to you by the city of New Rochelle. So we ask you to discover New Rochelle, New York today. For more information about New Rochelle, you can go to ideallynewrochelle.com. ideallynewrochelle.com.
Are you fed up with hair loss or weak, brittle hair? Invite Health would like to introduce you to Hair Enhance HX. This powerful bioactive formula targets the root causes of hair loss, like stress, hormone imbalance, and nutritional deficiencies, packed with clinically studied nutrients shown to increase hair strength and growth. Formulated to target male and female pattern hair loss, with amino acids to strengthen hair and promote new hair growth, this comprehensive formula addresses the multiple causes of weak, brittle, and lackluster hair. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Buy one bottle of Hair Enhance HX as suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Or go to invitehealth.com and use promo code HAIR. Are you ready to get to the root cause and finally see and feel a difference? Call now, 800-673-2345 for Hair Enhance HX.
Joe Piscopo at 9:38 in the morning on AM 970, The Answer. Keep telling you about New Rochelle. Let me tell you, if I can, about the Capelli Development Company in New Rochelle. The Capelli Organization and its esteemed affiliates, LRC Construction and Capelli Development Company, are at the heart of it all. So this is, they're making New Rochelle such a vibrant community. Let me tell you what's going on. They have residential, they have office, they have retail, they have restaurant spaces. The Capelli Organization is transforming New Rochelle into the ultimate destination for living, working, and playing. And let me tell you about what's going on here. One Clinton Park, right, in New Rochelle, located at 55 Clinton Place. It's a remarkable 28-story tower. It features 352 apartments and ground-level retail space. You got to get in now. You got to get in now. It's the perfect blend of convenience and luxury right in the heart of New Rochelle. And just steps away, 2 Clinton Park is under construction and will offer 390 stylish apartments and ground floor retail space. It's an urban oasis where you can live, shop, and explore everything New Rochelle has to offer. Discover all the wonders that New Rochelle has in store for you. Visit CapelliOrg.com to learn more about these ongoing projects and be part of this extraordinary transformation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Weeknights at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Woo! What a morning. Hey, you know, we lost a friend earlier in the year. We lost a friend, Norman Steinberg. Norman Steinberg wrote Blazing Saddles with Mel Brooks, and he was a kid coming out of law school. And Mel loved him and said, you should forget law, go into show business. And Norman went on to write My Favorite Year, one of the great movies with Peter O'Toole. And that was going to become a Netflix limited series with Barry Levinson. And then Norman wrote Johnny Dangerously, he punched up the script of Wise Guys with Danny DeVito and myself. And then Norman, he was just a funny guy. And then we have this project that I've been pushing for years and years called Joey Benefit. You know, that's my life story, you know. But Norman, just a brilliant, brilliant writer and a decent, wonderful guy. And he was as liberal could come. He's a Brooklyn guy. And he was a professor at Long Island University in Brooklyn. And he was just like a sweetheart. And he would, I always say that, you know, we're your oasis on the show. I would say, right here, this is your oasis. He goes, Joe, no disrespect, you're not my oasis, which I love, you know, because he was so, you know, it was just great. It was a friendship, and he passed away. So now there's a memorial service for Norman tomorrow, and I can't because, well, something else is going on. So now, oh. I really wanted to go. So now they do the Zoom thing.
Yeah, all these people understand.
Sorry,
just tell them. It's your party. You know, look, I had to go to this.
You know
thing.
Who would understand?
I had to go
Norman,
to a wake. The Italian contingent of people that were there will understand. The rest won't.
So now I'm going to just write a letter to the Norman's family and just say, sorry, I couldn't be there. But I feel bad. I want to be there. I can't be in two places
right.
at one time.
Well, I could go in your place if you'd like me to.
Not a bad idea, you know. But, you know.
It's a how could they be insulted? It's your party. It's a birthday party.
It was booked. It was all set up.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's not like you were going to, Jim Smith's, bar mitzvah.
Norman's event is 3 hours away, and I can't go 3 hours there, 3 hours back. How am I going to do that? So, but I could feel handily guilty, so that makes me feel better. But anyway, rest in peace, Norman. Love you, man. Love you, man. Just a sweetheart of a guy. And said, then Pat Cooper passed away. And then I saw, Al, you love this. I saw a picture. Somebody sent a picture of me at Patsy's with Bobby Rydell, Danny Aiello, and Pat Cooper.
Saw that picture.
Who's next to that picture to pop off? I'm going like, wait a minute now, you know?
Wow, that's some couple of heavyweights there.
Yeah, well, you know what? Wait, who's alive? It's me hanging on. And Miss Pat Cooper remarkably. And we were very, very close. And I was like a kid, a son. He used to be so nice. You never saw that side of him, but he was a warm, wonderful, caring, just a wonderful guy. And we miss Pat Cooper as well. So there it is. You got his page.
And I saw a picture of you on Facebook of you and Mary Gross doing the Pat Cooper sketch on Saturday.
Something
Night
happened
Live.
To Mary? I'm afraid. Put me in a picture with somebody and they pop off. Is that what you're saying? No. You know what? No, Mary.
Are you
Mary...
saying you're the black cloud? No.
No.
You know, I have plans tomorrow. I can't make it.
No, but no. The worst is, and I think it happens more in sports. I think it happens more in sports than entertainment. When it's sports, they say so-and-so is on a 15-game hitting streak, or so-and-so has not allowed a sack in 20 games. And then what happens? That they make the comment, and then bang, he gives up a sack, or the guy can't get a hit. It's terrible.
It's so true. No, it's all good. So Mary Gross and I apparently did that Pat Cooper sketch, which was so esoteric. I told you about that yesterday. And it was like we did it where I just did Pat.
We just did Pat. And when sometimes when you would do esoteric characters before everybody knew who Pat was, certainly a young Saturday Night Live audience at the time, it was like an original character. That like when we did Tom Carvel, I told you, me and Timmy Kazurinsky, we did a sketch, Tom Carvel sketch. We're thinking, who's going to know that? But it translated as an original character across the country. Those things worked. But Pat was special. He was a good guy. You interviewed him, Joe, you said.
I did. Well, to say I interviewed him is it might be a bit of an overstatement, because it's basically like I said, how are you, Pat? And he just screamed at me for 40 minutes. But no, he was a very interesting guy.
Those were the best
guy.
Interviews, though.
I know. Yeah. He was a very intriguing guy. Loved his take on a lot of the different show business people. He just raked everybody over the coals when I talked to him. And it was a lot of fun to have that opportunity with Pat. And my thoughts go out to his manager, Steve Garron, who's a friend of mine, and worked with Pat for basically the end of his career, and was friends with them right up until the end. So, great guy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We would go on the road a lot. It was fun. And doing that cooking show, that looked like, did you watch part of it?
I did. Manja. Yeah, it was pretty
good. That was a good show, right?
I'm shocked that that didn't take off in some way, because Pat was very hot at the time, and I think it would have been a great show for him.
Back then, there wasn't even cable. It was more like syndication. That was probably harder to do that. You know, syndication at the time.
Well, wasn't it done for like Metro Media or one of those?
I believe it was. Hey, so anyway, and a great time at the stadium. A shout out to Charlie Pignon from Sinatra Enterprises. My buddy Michael Benavente from Boulevard was there. We had just a great time with Joey at the stadium yesterday. Everybody at the stadium, so nice, and we did great. It was Frank Sinatra bobblehead night, man, which I thought was really, really awesome. So that was a lot of fun. So there's a lot going on, a lot to do. So as you feel, if I can, before we go to break, And let me just put you at ease. And don't forget, you don't want to miss Mike Gallagher. Mike's going to be fired up about this Trump indictment as well. It is so wrong what happened. I don't care what they fished for, what they may have gotten, what audio tape is out there. If you're going to do it to Trump, you got to do it to Biden. You got to do it to Obama. You got to do it to James Comey. You got to do it to Hillary. And they don't. They just don't. And you and I see it. So now, when the news broke yesterday, Trump indictment, it sickened me, literally, physically. It just gets you down because the news is so happy about it. What's wrong with these people? And why? And how is Hillary walking around? You know, no disrespect or dislike of Hillary Clinton, but really? Hillary and Joe Biden, what he's doing. And thank goodness, it's like Miranda Devine says, James Comer, Representative Comer, he is a hero going after Biden. But why? See, they go one guy, they have to go after the other, because, and then it never ends. And what you and I put our hands up, we go, what's going on? And then we turn to, like, Al, tell me what Josh Gottheimer said about that racist rant at City.
Yeah, he thinks that CUNY broke federal law that protects all people from Israel. From hate speech. He said
that's a Democrat.
They violated the civil. He feels that the speech violated the Civil Rights Act of 1964. He wants the Justice Department to go after them.
And they should. That was a
violation. Actually, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Not the Justice Department. The Department of Education.
All right. Yeah. Well, whatever happened. But it's nice that at least when Josh works with Nicole Malliotakis, that's okay. They shouldn't work together. Well, yes, they should. That's what we're about. But don't get upset. I think this Trump stuff just blows over. Because this is it. This is the vital thing that we learned from John Solomon this morning early on when I told you when this show started. If this guy, Jack Smith, this, I don't want to call names, but I mean, what kind of person? Nah, what is he doing? I mean, this is it. You're going to go through life like Alvin Bragg having a sandwich and saying, I took down Donald Trump. You know what he's going to be? You tried to take Donald Trump.
Having a sandwich. Like that wasn't a shot. Like Trump went after Christie the other day. Did he say small? Did he say anything small? Like, you know, he's big. He's a big guy. Yeah, we get it. We know he's fat.
Everybody's got to stop.
But he's not. Everybody is saying he should stop with the personal attacks like that. But that is not how the former president.
But I don't mean just Trump. I mean the DOJ.
Everyone.
I mean Biden. I mean everybody.
Yes.
Oh, geez. Man, you got to stop somewhere along the way.
But he is a big guy.
Chris Christie?
Yeah. Well, and they're all saying, like, oh, well, you know, Trump isn't exactly. I'm like, yeah, but Trump is like 5 inches taller than him, and he carries his weight better. I'm sorry, but, you know, it's not a good look when you're buttoning your suit jacket, and as a fat guy, I could tell you this, and your belly enters the room before the rest of you. It's just not good. It's not good. It's not a good look. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying the jury that they helped Jack Smith, the special counsel, go after Trump, if it's out of D.C., the jury in Miami, in Florida, anything is better than D.C.
Right. And
New York. Because they, to me, these are the most uninformed, unaware jurors that I've ever seen in my lifetime.
And also, there's nothing worse than when you're getting dressed and you put a belt on and you break the belt because you're too fat. See, that's not good.
You're not letting up on that, are you?
No. Because it's happened to me. Like, I put a belt on and it broke. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm too fat. I think you had the doctor the other day. Well, you know, the nurse said to me, I lost 6 pounds. I go, where? Because I don't see it. Everything's tight. I lost 6 pounds from a year ago. I don't see it. But all right.
And then what did I do? I was at the stadium.
Yeah, you're sending me pictures of bacon. Thanks a lot. Yeah, my wife just got out of surgery. Here's some bacon. Okay. Thanks a lot.
I saw this bacon on a stick, and I know, and I should have said, "How's Jennifer?" But
might as well give her some bacon on a stick. Imagine coming right out of surgery. I'm hungry. Here's some bacon on a stick. Oh, thanks. Thank you.
They had these big, huge slabs of bacon, man, at Yankee Stadium.
I heard the grease helps bacon too. Yeah. All right. Slide you into your pants a little bit quicker there. Yeah.
I sent out a picture of bacon. I knew he'd like it. Oh Lord. Okay, that's it. Debbie, we'll see you this weekend. We love you. And thank you for all that you do. And everything else is okay in your life? All good, good, and good?
Yeah. Everything's been just working, busy, nonstop. Nonstop, like running around like a nut. But that's typical, you know?
I'm telling you, it's Friday. Yeah. It's Friday and it's Friday. How are we doing? Yeah. How are we doing weather-wise?
I'll tell you what's happening. On the road, please. I know what you mean. No problem. Joe, let's see what's happening. First of all, remember, because of the smoky conditions, luckily better today than it was earlier in the week, but it looks like alternate side parking rules are still suspended, and it's all due to the poor air quality, metered parking rules in effect. We're seeing delays, Joe, as you head over to the BQE westbound, getting down toward Metropolitan Avenue. It's a stalled vehicle in the way. And watch for slowdowns over on the eastbound Gowanus getting up through the Prospect. Van Wyck northbound, bumper to bumper up toward Atlantic Avenue. It's construction. That's going on till 2 this afternoon. And the Bronx River Parkway as you head south, getting down toward Crane Road into Scarsdale. That's closed with construction as well. Lido Boulevard in Lido Beach. Watch for some ongoing road work over there as well. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic at the Throgs Neck Bridge getting into Queens. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Hugh Hewitt believes the GOP got a win.
I'm a Republican. I stand for shrinking the debt, which they're going to do with this bill. They're going to shrink the deficit and begin to turn the great ship of state back towards fiscal conservatism. And the key here is not one dime of new revenue or taxes, no revenue enhancers, no tricks.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6, on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, folks, now you don't have to wait for Sunday to hear the radio show that has stood New York on its collective ear. Hear John Catsimatidis every weekday evening at 5, right here. It's the Catman, with the truth about what's happening in your neighborhood.
Cats and Cosby.
Every weekday night at 5, here on AM 970, The Answer.
A Climate Change with Matt Matern explores all angles of fighting climate change and helping our environment. Matt also explores changing the climate of our political dialogue and helping to unite and heal this nation. A Climate Change is a one-hour talk-focused show hosted by Matt Matern, a highly experienced employment and environmental attorney who talks issues with today's top authors and influential personalities. Sunday nights at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Going to be a nice start to the day with intervals of clouds and sun, and then some thundershowers will be popping up a little bit later this afternoon, and some gusty winds, even some small hail, could accompany these storms, so please keep that in mind. High temperature is going to reach 73, overnight low under a cloudy sky 56, and then we'll see some sunshine through the clouds, another shower or two tomorrow as well, high 78, and then Sunday we're expecting a lot of sun with a high of 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, here's I'm talking about weather-wise with Debbie. I was looking here. I know we're going to get out of here, and I see we're on the clock. But, yeah, boy, oh, boy, that the smoke has gone. We're at moderate in New York. We're at moderate, and the number's like 64. It was like 400-plus just the other day. So we're doing good smoke-wise, weather-wise. All right. Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Marcia in Maryland. Before we break, I want to tell you about Relief Factor, where hundreds of thousands have tried Relief Factor, like Marcia. You know, she's been dealing with leg pain for years, you know, and summer started, and she heard about 100% drug-free Relief Factor on the radio right here, baby, I'm telling you. And you know what? She had doubt about it working, but it worked for her in a couple of days for Marcia. And when I tell you hundreds of thousands have tried Relief Factor and 70% go on to order more, we suggest that this will work for you. How do you find out? You get the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. Call 800, the number 4, the word relief, 800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. I'll tell you everything you need to know about Relief Factor to get you out of pain. Let's get you out of pain. Let's get you started through spring into summer. Relieffactor.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Ah, sorry. We missed the calls. I apologize for that. We're busy, babbling and doing business and talking to guests. Joey Sebilia, a great show today, man. That's a lot.
Thank
you.
That's
a lot. Yeah, right? Can you relax a little bit this weekend?
No, I'm going to your party, so.
You're
going to
go? You know, working? Can I bring you up to sing something, maybe?
Sure. Sure, why not?
What would you sing? What would you sing?
I don't know. Maybe you and I could do a little Sinatra or something together. No. I couldn't measure up to you, but,
yeah,
you know.
I don't think so. Anyway, so have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. Please don't get near the stage, but it's okay. No,
wow.
Not true.
Wow.
No,
boy.
No.
Sorry, I'm going to miss it.
No. Yes. We'll have a lot to talk about on Monday.
Indeed.
Oh, man. No, Joe, always welcome. Anytime and always on stage.
I feel the love. I really do.
Rush the stage as Paul Lynn. That's what I would do.
That's it. Hey, Joey, thank you. Albert, thank you. Glad everything's okay at home. Debbie, thank you so much. And Jeff Nordine, great weather forecast as well. And Cara Fasaro, great graphics that you will see throughout the day. We'll post the show for Mert Roberts coming up in about 60 seconds to Nick DeMauro Jr. And to Michael, thanks for getting the phones. You know what? Would you do me? Just relax. We got this. We'll get there. Make it a great weekend because you deserve it.